And hey, what are you doing for the next couple of months? Maybe Sydney Underground Film Festival might be on your radar. It's always something I think people, they know about. You know, it's every festival, right? You think, oh, that sounds really cool. I'll definitely get around to it. And then whether it be the Sydney Film Festival, Sydney Underground Film Festival, Comedy Festival, it's just like, oh, wait. That it only goes for a month, and I thought I had more time, and I don't. Ugh, I missed out. So we got you covered nice and early. Stefan Popescu is one of the program directors of this year's Sydney Underground Film Festival. Joining us on the line, Stefan, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. Thanks for having me, Bryce.
Of course. Not always, man. It's always exciting when the Underground Film Festival comes rolling around. I guess, generally speaking, is there something that we should be expecting in terms of, like, a vibe, a bit of, like, where the content is heading? Or is it just a bit of a mixed bag, do you think?
It's a little bit of a mixed bag, but the vibe's always, like, pretty good with us. It's quite the sideshow / cinematic adventure. So, you know, 4 days of intensity. So the vibe's always good. But we got some really whacked out titles this time around. So, it should be... that's really one of our best programs to date.
Right. Okay. So if people are really saying to themselves, they wake up on any given day and they're like, you know what, I want to be whacked out. I'm in the specific mood to be whacked out. Any tips from you, any films that have really sort of left an impression on you that you think we should be checking out?
Oh, definitely. Well, of course, the opening and closing, and that's why they're the kind of the opening and the closing films. But we've got a really whacked out sort of New Zealand comedy. So if anyone liked Deathgasm or Housebound or What We Do in the Shadows or The Breaker Uppers, this is kind of like a really warped, humorous take on that. Well, sorry, warped New Zealand humor anyhow, but in this weird time travel thing called Mega Time Squad.
Mm.
And that's usually opening night's really fun because there's free drinks and food and stuff and party goes all hours of the night. But also we've got the filmmakers coming out. So we've got the director and some of the actors coming out. So that'll be really cool because they all just hang out and interact with everyone and, you know, have heaps of drinks afterwards. and of course, the Nicolas Cage film, Mandy.
Oh, whoa, Nicolas Cage, we're name dropping here. What's going on with that?
Well, the reason we're name dropping is, so we're closing with Mandy, but it's so anticipated, this film. It's like the craziest blood-soaked revenge weirdo film ever, where he plays like a chainsaw-wielding lumberjack that sort of is kidnapped by telekinetic bikers and they end up sort of, killing. I don't want to give it away, but they end up sort of doing some bad things and he has to take his revenge and he's acting so awesomely over the top.
Right.
Yeah, it's like out of all his films, the best over the top acting.
Right. What do you think? Did you hear anything about how Nicolas Cage sort of found his way into this? Like, I don't think, it's certainly caught me by surprise. I don't know. What was the link up there, you reckon?
It's really weird. I've yet to do a lot of research on that front, but I think he's just starting to do really strange films, and this one is by far one of the strangest. It's kind of got throwbacks to, like, the sort of 80s, 90s telekinetic sort of thriller horror things like Carrie or... for him to play this one, because it's got kind of like got occultish undertones as well. It's really bizarre.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's that point in his career.
Yeah, he's just like, you know what? I've made my money. I've done the big stuff. And now I can sort of just pursue like passion project kind of things.
Yeah. So mind you, though, it's been an interesting year for film. And I think... if you look at the landscape, if you look at other festivals, it's kind of like because of Netflix and the way distribution's changing, a lot of titles or big titles and not sort of making it to festivals.
Right.
So I think it's kind of this kind of split. It's almost like a return to exploitation days where I think you get really high-end films and then you get sort of like crazy low-end directors sort of sneaking in really good actors for nothing.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're placed really well in this sort of landscape because you know, we sort of pick up films that people are either afraid to touch or don't think it's mainstream enough or something. So yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, well, it's kicking off 13th of September, runs till the 16th, the Sydney Underground Film Festival. Hey, Stefan, thanks so much for the tips, man. We'll have to put them to good use, hopefully.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Thanks for having me.